take going into this Sunday from your outing at Dallas when you guys were so successful 2 weeks ago?
You know, one of the most important things was we took care of the ball. We got the ball into the red zone, and now we got to take that next step and convert, you know, a couple of those third downs and second and shorts that we kind of came up short on. Instead of getting field goals, we'd love to get touchdowns, and that'll really propel us into a bigger lead. But and then the other thing is you can't expect the same exact Dallas team energy-wise and enthusiasm-wise. I think these guys are they know what's at stake, and that last performance wasn't really indicative of the kind of talent they have and the kind of coaching and players they have. So we're expecting a great matchup.
Mark, you've played in a lot of big games in your career. How do you change your preparation, or what goes into a game that kind of has these playoff implications at stake?
Well, I think that's, you know, the most important thing right there is you don't change. You know, you got to trust the prep and trust the system. You know, you don't try and do too much, and understand that, you know, the field's the same size. There's all the same rules. Nothing's changed in our preparation, in our practice schedule, nothing like that. So we need to, you know, take our training and put it into play out on Sunday night.
When you took over this job, you said it was so great to be playing again, you never wanted to sit down again.
Right.
Do you think you've made your case now as Nick is getting closer to playing? Do you think you've made your case as a starting quarterback?
I have no idea. That's not really where my focus is at. I'm just preparing for the game on Sunday night and trying to help the team win.
Mark, when you watched the film of the Seahawks game, some of the throws where maybe you had other guys
over. I'm not going to go back to Seattle anymore. I mean, we're well into the week. I'm sorry, but that game's over.
Well, then on throws that you have that when there may be a guy open, what are you seeing? Is it pressure or is it, you know, something else?
I don't know. I don't know what you're getting at. I mean, there some plays were incomplete. They played really well. I don't know. Sorry.
Mark, just the way that you played, though, in your mind, you feel like you give this team a pretty good chance to win every night, right? Can you talk about that?
The reason we're all on this team is that we can all help the team win, and that's why Coach Kelly and Mr. Roseman and everybody brought these players in, and this specific group. I think we all have attributes that can help our team win.
What is this offense focusing on this week? What's this offense focusing on this week after we've seen kind of just two different offenses, two different successes of this offense in the last couple of weeks?
You know, the most important thing is taking care of the football, moving it down the field, being efficient in the red zone, and, you know, trying to be as balanced as possible, efficient in the pass game, run game, same stuff every week.
This is somewhat about the Seahawks, but more about this week. The Seahawks have had an effect on teams where it lingers the next week. Teams have lost the week after losing to the Seahawks. What do you need to do to flush a game out of your system? I mean, physically, mentally.
I think we're long past that. You know, we lost the game, and we came out, flushed it out on Tuesday, and that was it. We're well into the game plan, third downs and red zone and all that kind of stuff for Dallas. So that was a tough loss, but we're, you know, we've been on Dallas for a while now. So
Mark, after the Tennessee game, you kind of joked that, hey, all the fans were chanting Dallas and it's halftime and you were kind of not sure what was going on. Now that you've had a chance to play with the Eagles against Dallas, you're playing them again, you kind of gotten a feel for how much this city and this fan base hates the Dallas Cowboys?
It's pretty apparent, you know, just being, whether you're out to dinner or whatever, or, you know, just driving out of the facility, there's people around that screaming about the Dallas Cowboys, so I got a feel for that, and how much their fans don't quite like us as much when we're out in Dallas, so it's a great rivalry and fun to be a part of.
Well, this offense runs a lot of the same plays, you know, over and over again, but has success a lot of the times. A couple of opponents have said that it's a bit predictable and they know when things are coming. I mean, is that something you have to game plan or scheme around, or have you seen that?
I don't know about that. I mean, I think Coach does a great job putting us in positions to be successful, and, you know, it's our job to execute.
You've been saying that on certain plays, there isn't like one, two, three reads. It's up to the quarterback to decide which guy.
Where you start, yeah.
Yeah. Can you walk us through those types of decisions when you see a guy, maybe there's two guys open, how do you make a choice to go to one over the other?
I mean, there's, you get your pre-snap looks and what kind of shell are they in? What does it look like they're going to play? And did anything change when you snap the ball? And then you look at matchups and if it happens to be man-to-man and understanding your concept versus what defense they're playing, that kind of eliminates guys, I think, is more the most important thing. If you have five guys in a route, you don't necessarily have time to go one through five. So if you can eliminate two or three of those guys and really focus on the most important versus that defense, then you kind of put yourself in a good spot.
Mark, you've experienced late season football that's meaningful to center with that word. How's the difference between a game from September, October? Does it take a certain type of personality than Brian?
I think the personality and attributes you need is to remain the same and not, try and do anything extra special or feel like you have to rise to some sort of occasion. And I think if we're training the right way and we're pushing ourselves during the week, then all that stuff will take care of itself on Sunday. And then I guess the other big difference is, it's just a lot colder.
You look at some of the losses you guys have, and they're against some of the best teams in the NFL. But as we're winding down here in this season, do you have a feel for just how good this team is and how capable this team is of how far they may go in the playoffs here and everything?
Well, I thought, even at the beginning of the year when I first got here and April, May, and June, that I knew that this was a good group talent-wise. And then, the scheme's been pretty solid. We've had some tough games, close games that we've lost, in the very last seconds of the game. I know we have a team that can make a real push down the stretch, but it all starts this week. So that's really where our focus is.
With your shoulder, do you feel like you can spin it as hard as you did prior to your surgery?
Yeah, I felt great the whole season. And, maybe going through the preseason, I think once that was over, I really proved to yourself, after a major injury like that, mentally, that, yeah, I can still do this. And I feel great.
Mark, knowing the stakes of this game and having been in a big game before, I mean, how much fun is it to play these type of games?
That's great. Just, you got to want the ball with, a few seconds left on fourth down and trying to make a play, with bottom of the ninth. Kids don't talk about, okay, this is, throw me the pitch and it's 1-1 in the middle of the second inning. Nobody says that. Nobody practices that. Everybody says bottom of the ninth, full count, there's two outs, bases loaded, that kind of thing. So that's when you want the ball in your hands. And I'm just, blessed and excited about getting that opportunity to have it and make a good decision with it and go play.